The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jonathan in for Kieran Cuddihy. James Robinson is a retired Irish Navy captain and Lieutenant Commander of the Ellie Ashling. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
40 years ago today was a day I'd imagine that you'll forever remember. Where were you when you got the distress call from Air India Flight 182?
We were about 20 miles off the Kerry coast on fishery protection patrol. And I was on the bridge because we were in the process of detaining a Spanish fishing vessel when we got a message over the radio saying that an aircraft had disappeared. It didn't specify the aircraft, just an aircraft had disappeared from radar screens and gave us a position to which we headed straight away.
So how quickly were you on the scene and what did you find there?
It was about two to three hours before we got there. There was one merchant ship, the Laurentian Forest, was on the scene and was steaming around. What we found when we came on the scene, we had been preparing to take survivors. That was our aim. And on the en route, we were gradually getting more and more information that it could have been a small aircraft as far as we were concerned. We discovered it was a large airliner with loads of passengers on board. So we were in rescue mode, and once we got on scene, there were aircraft dropping smoke floats in where there was concentrations of wreckage. And then we came upon bodies, and there were lots of bodies, and we very quickly realized that this wasn't a rescue mission, it was a recovery mission.
There were 329 people on board, all of whom lost their lives, and they were commemorated this morning in Ahakista at a ceremony that was attended by an Taoiseach. But I can't help but think of the crew on the Ellie Ashling that day who went to help, predominantly young men and women who were there and who had to witness the most terrible things as a result of what turned out to have been a terrorist attack.
Yes, a number of emotions came to me once we completed the first day. And one of them was pride in the people who were serving under my command. You mentioned women. Women didn't come into the Navy until sometime later than that. But these were all young men. And they performed heroically without complaint, without asking for anything. They just got on with the job. And it was humbling to watch them in action.
Your main responsibility at that point was to take as many bodies as you could from the water, but also to try and preserve evidence. I mean, what was a priority given at that point to what you needed to do?
First of all, we had a number of jobs to do. The aircraft came down in what was, in fact, British search and rescue waters. And I was asked to take what they call on-scene command. So I was coordinating the activities of the other vessels in the area, and there was about 19 vessels in at the height of the search. So I was coordinating movements, allocating search patterns to the various vessels, coordinating with the aircraft who were operating helicopters in the area, and at the same time operating the ship to recover bodies itself.
The bodies then were brought ashore to Cork, and there is that famous photograph that still exists and was reprinted actually just in the last couple of days of the bodies in the morgue, a temporary morgue at Cork University Hospital. But you had responsibility for those people, for the bodies that you needed to bring ashore. And I think that it's fair to say that that was a responsibility that the crew took very seriously.
They treated the bodies of the dead people with absolute dignity. They showed a maturity beyond their years. We had, I think, 4 body bags, and we had 38 bodies. So we used bedding to wrap the deceased in, and we designated 2 compartments in the ship: the engineer's office and the shipwright's workshop. And we stacked the bodies in there, and we had them on board for some 20 hours.
This is one of those things that you never thought you'd have to do in all of your years of service, and it was the only time where you had to deal with something of this scale and magnitude. The commemoration I referenced earlier on this morning in August, I've attended it in previous years, but I know from speaking to people who were there today, it was still a humbling experience all these years on, and those families are still living with this.
Some of the families spoke at the event. And one lady in particular, and I recall meeting her on a couple of occasions down the years, and she lost both her sons. And we found one body. So one body, one of her sons was never recovered. And you wouldn't be human if you weren't struck to the heart by the pain and suffering that these people display.
James Robinson, retired Irish Navy captain and Lieutenant Commander of the Ellie Aisling. Thank you very much for joining us this evening to give us your recollections on this commemoration 40 years on. It's funny how certain things stick with you over the years. And I remember, I was only a child, I was 9 years of age, listening to Radio ERI, which would have been the local pirate radio station at the time, and their news bulletin coming on sometime in the afternoon. And I remember sitting, it just gave pause for thought to go, no, this isn't usual. This is something bigger that is going to change things. And it did change airline security in general, globally. George is in Skibbereen. He says, I was at this morning's 40th anniversary of the Air India disaster. It was really emotional to see the families of some of the victims talking about their loved ones. Thank you, George, and thank you to James as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.